in 2016. Who wasn't here then? Oh, the whole crowd, yes. Okay.
You and I are the only stalwarts of this
community.
That might be the only chance I ever get to use that that terminology towards myself.
Yes, there we are. No, but why I'm saying this is that will also be available to you tomorrow as a hard copy or electronically today. All right. So having said that, got a change of ship and one thing and another, change of command, right? No, not a change of captain. Mr. Hermans?
Chair, we did take a decision about the closed meeting on the 28th of August.
Having retained my command of the ship by a fraction, just skipped in remaining. Members, we're now going to move on to the consideration of the decisions. Oh, that's right, of the closed meeting. See, I try to follow these things religiously. Now, yes. Mr. Hermans has just given you the position. We heard the legal explanation from senior counsel in Parliament. And we now need to take a decision. But this is really, we've got our quorum, haven't we? One, two, three. Okay. Can we have someone to propose that within and according to the rules of Parliament, we hold a closed session on our engagement with ITAC on the 28th of August. Someone to propose? Okay.
Chair, I'm happy to have the meeting conditional that what ITAC disclosed to us is in fact actually confidential information. If they're coming there to have a meeting, just to not have it in front of the cameras, then I'm going to have a real problem with that. So I'm happy to support it on condition that the actual information that they have is market sensitive. If, however, they come to us with a presentation that contains no market information and we deem could have been held out of camera, then there's going to be a problem.
Actually, I don't think any member would disagree with that. We will censor. I mean, really, almost develop sanctions against them if they do mislead us. You may not mislead Parliament. So we are working within the framework that indeed, according to the legislation which they must observe, that this meeting requires a closed meeting. So we fully support that approach. Now, I put it to you again. Yes, Honourable Khadebe?
Chairperson, I propose that we do hold that meeting in camera next week on Tuesday. Thank you, Chair.
Right. Please, can we have a seconder? Oh, well, there we are. It was unanimous, but the Honourable Macpherson pipped us to the post. I think you must be doing practicing in the gym, Honourable Macpherson. I even tried to get my own hand up there. All right. But and the rest of us perhaps ought to be going to the gym. You know, right. Okay. But on a more serious note, thank you. Are there any objections?
No.
So the matter is agreed to. May I remind members about what senior counsel has said? Because I've never actually heard this said in any of my meetings, but then I've never held a closed meeting. And that is, it is a criminal offence to take something out of that meeting if indeed it is a closed meeting. And there will be severe action taken against members of Parliament who do that. So I need to make that very clear. That is not my rule. It is governed by the rules of Parliament. And Whip, am I clear on that point, Honourable Khadebe?
It's true, Chair. I think that because it will be your first experience to have a closed meeting or a meeting in camera, I think you must go and share with your counterparty intelligence and how they manage that. It will be good for you as a person. Thank you.
No, I am concerned that I conduct it effectively. So I will certainly be, you know, engaging with my colleagues in these other committees where it's normal, you know, it's a regular routine operation. Now, having said that, there is something else I just want to, in fact, it affects a position you put to me telephonically, Honourable MacPherson, and also repeated here today, that you may not be available after 3 o'clock or 3:30 or what was it? 3:30, huh? On Wednesday.
Today.
Oh, today. My word, yes, right. All right. Having said that, last week, and I think that's why you called me, last week I indicated that we had planned to try and conclude the bill today. Do you remember? But I said that would depend on our deliberations. Because you can never guarantee that you're going to be ready. Now, where we are at this moment, it's clear from our last meeting that we will not be concluding today. And I need to make that very, very clear. But I am concerned that you won't be here tomorrow. Now, I need to consult with Mr. Hermans on that one. Yes, Honourable MacPherson?
Yeah, the last discussion that you and I had on the telephone was that the bill was going to be considered and adopted today. And it was on that basis that I said I'd be here today and then travel back to KZN tonight for the by-election tomorrow. So this is news to me now that the bill is not going to be considered today.
We are considering it. But as I did emphasize last week, I can never guarantee that today it will go through. I can't. It's an impossibility. It's like taking a bill to the House and saying to your president or whoever is leading a particular party, we guarantee we won't pass this bill, or we guarantee we will pass the bill. We cannot do that because we don't know. So I do, you know, we work in good faith. That's what I can tell you. And, it's, you know, I would dearly have loved to have just pushed this bill through, railroaded it, as a lot of people say, rubber stamped it, and boom, gone. That isn't acceptable. Issues came up, as you all know, last week. And you may or may not have been there at the time, Honourable MacPherson, but there were issues which we have sought clarification on. And I have a responsibility to avoid the Constitutional Court with legislation, and that is why it may take longer. And I do apologize to others who may have been hoping, as I was, that we would say, right, no more coming down to Cape Town. I'm sorry about that. You will have to come down one more week. But I'm asking Mr. Hermans to just guide us through how this will work. Today we'll meet at 1:45 until?
We will meet until an M46 until 9 o'clock. We will proceed with the National Credit Amendment Bill and then continue with the Copyright Amendment Bill thereafter. Tomorrow we'll need to make a decision about the time for the meeting tomorrow, but that can only happen after the discussions members have on the Copyright Amendment Bill and the progress they are making. So then at the end of that meeting there will be a decision on what time the committee will meet tomorrow.
The other factor, it came to my attention that political parties want to take this to their caucuses. Notwithstanding, they've seen the bill before. But they do need to take it to, and as you said, Honourable MacPherson, it would not be possible for your caucus to be briefed on the matter before today or tomorrow, because you meet on Thursdays, when I asked about the previous Thursday. And other parties may experience a similar thing, whereas after today, you will have heard everything. It will be there. You'll be able to take that bill to your caucus and say, this is the bill that we have got to, and next week we're looking at X, Y, Z, or whatever. Honourable MacPherson, I'd like to close.
Chair, with respect, that's not how the DA operates. The DA can only consider a bill after it has been through the committee process, including the clause-by-clause reading, because there is still further opportunities for amendments in the clause-by-clause reading. So as I have stated to you previously, the DA will only make its final decision at a caucus on a bill that the after clause by clause.
That's precisely what we're going to do. Unfortunately, you won't be here tomorrow, but your colleague will be here. And I would really request you to ask your alternate. Perhaps he may be or she may be here. Yes, Honourable MacPherson, last comment.
Yeah, Chair, I just want to express my frustration because, you know, I really wanted to be here for the entire process. That is why I phoned you last week and I made you known of what my arrangements were. And not to say that the committee has to work around an individual, but, you know, I've been here since the beginning of this bill, so have you. And I really wanted to make input throughout the entire process, which is what I was led to believe was going to be taking place today. That is what was communicated by yourself and Mr. Herman. And then when we started with the free trade agreement, et cetera, it's just been delayed and delayed and delayed. And I really do want to express my unhappiness about that, because I now am no longer going to be able to make that opportunity tomorrow. And I have some very pertinent points that I wanted to make in the clause-by-clause reading, which is now not possible. And I do really think that it is in bad form that the bill is not being, you know, we're not going through the whole bill today as we had previously discussed last week.
We will probably get through most of the bill today, yes. But I'm saying we will also continue tomorrow. That's the issue. Right. So on that note, members, it is 25 to 1. Lunch is 12:30 to 1:30. All right. We've taken it half an hour earlier due to the movement to another building. And as I said, it's 1:30, but I will absolutely start at 1:45 and no later. But we need to be there at 1:30, M46. But to make sure we start on a clean slate, allow me to recognize everyone before then they're done. And that is the DDG, Dr. Evelyn Masocha, Consumer and Corporation Regulation Division, Mr. Kumkani, I thought I saw him here this morning, the same division, Director, Ms. Zodwa Matiwani, yes, a Director CCRD, and Ms. Matonzi, Director CCRD. Then we have the National Credit Regulator, the Chief Executive Officer, Ms. Matsugari, thank you for being here so regularly. Then the National Consumer Tribunal, Professor Maseko, the chairperson. I think those are the members of DTI and others who are here for the debt relief. Is that correct? Thank you very much. Okay, and we welcome the State Senior Parliamentary Legal Advisor, Drafting Advocate van der Merwe. We also, I don't know if Mr. Hoorn is here, the State, no, but we also want to recognize Ms. Naidu and to advise, we will, I believe, have Johan van der Merwe, is it? Strydom, yeah, well, you know, they're right. sorry about that. No, one mustn't be so glib. No, we do want to welcome Advocate Johan Strydom, who will, I believe, be joining us as part of DTI probably tomorrow, I don't know, or maybe this afternoon. Right, thank you, members. Have you advised members where lunch is?
Lunch will be served in V8 at the ground floor, just before you enter the main dining hall, to your right.
That one with other in COP side, no? So we can leave now.
Okay.